This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of Jude, what are the secrets to spiritual fitness? And are they so secret after all? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The city of Colorado Springs, where I live, is the home of the United States Olympic Training Center. Some of the best athletes in the country come here to train for the Olympic Games. Runners, jumpers, pole vaulters, volleyball players, you name it. All come to compete and hone their athletic skills. And the looks on their faces show they are serious about it. They know in the Olympics that they will have to come against the best athletes in the world. In today's passage, the book of Jude, I find a similar sense of reality about the competition. Jude issues a warning to us as believers, saying the enemy we face is dangerous. And all the word pictures Jude paints of Satan's followers are worthy of further study and consideration. He says they have gone the way of Cain and run greedily after the error of Balaam. He calls them clouds without rain, trees whose fruit withers, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars for whom the blackness of darkness is reserved forever. So Jude is telling us this is a real battle with a real enemy. And what does he tell us to do to prepare for this battle and gain the victory? In verse 20, Jude says, "But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit, and keep yourselves in the love of God." And friend, that is exactly what you and I need to do. Continually build ourselves up in the faith. We must guard our prayer times so that the pressures of daily living don't crowd them out. How is it going for you? Do you read and study the Bible? This sure doesn't come naturally to me, nor can it be done in my spare moments. Jude tells us to keep ourselves in the love of God, to live each day on the basis of conviction and not convenience, and to obey God. Then he can shower his gifts of mercy and grace on our lives. As I see the Olympic athletes running and bicycling and training around town, I'm reminded of my need to keep myself spiritually fit. It's not a luxury, but a necessity in going head-to-head against a committed foe. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you make the Word of God a priority each day of the new year, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's monthly devotional guide. Daily Walk is filled with practical insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's the Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, rekindling the flame and renewing the joy of your first love. Join us on Daily Discipleship.